Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, your agri-marketing pros.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this unique program that's a little unlike any we've done before, we're coming to you live from the men's room at BCS Open House in Kansas City. And with me are the three principals from the agency. And I'm going to let each one of you introduce yourself.
I'm Illinois Blaisdell, and it should be noted that the BCS men's restroom is only slightly smaller than our previous office. We were graciously granted some space at VML, Valentine McCormick Ligabell, also here in Kansas City, an excellent partner agency, in a very small space, which we were grateful for. We're used to small spaces. My role here, I fall somewhere in the middle of Leanne and Kelly. Leanne is our branding expert. Kelly's our PR expert, and I'm a hybrid. I fall in the middle. So that's what I do around here. We wear lots of hats, though.
All right, and next in line here is Kelly.
I'm Kelly Schwalbe. I am the third leg in BCS Communications. I handle a lot of our public relations activities, media relations and associations-related activities for many of our clients.
Last but not least, of course, we have Leanne. Leanne, tell us about yourself.
Leanne Cleaver, and as Illinois indicated, I am the branding, designated branding person here at BCS. I do have experience in branding at both in the agricultural market and at Sprint PCS, which is a great experience, and I'm kind of the more traditional advertising, direct marketing side of the business.
Why don't we, first of all, talk about why we're here in Kansas City today, because there's maybe an increasing amount of noise as this interview goes on, because people are coming in. It's your open house, and I don't know who'd like to chime in, but just tell us about the fact that you have an open house and why that is.
Well, we've never had any type of function, and we've never really had any place to bring people, so we're extremely excited to bring people to our almost completed renovation project here in the East Crossroads District of Kansas City on 15th and Locust. We're in an old warehouse that used to be a used restaurant equipment supply store, so where I'm standing right now used to be three or four gas ranges piled on top of each other. It's still a little dusty, but we've moved in. We have internet, phone, and we're excited about it, and we wanted to share it with all of our friends, clients, and everyone who has supported us throughout our entire venture.
Thanks, Illinois. And Kelly, why don't you go ahead? You had another comment?
Absolutely. We're also using this to kind of mark our second anniversary in business. We started 2 years ago. It's kind of a way to kind of thank all those people, those clients, suppliers, vendors, and the rest of the Kansas City ad community who has kind of supported us through these last 2 years. So it's our way of thanking them and to sharing our new digs here in the Crossroads District.
I don't know who'd like to answer this, but let's talk about the agency itself. Give me a little background. How would you describe your agency and the types of services you offer to your clients?
Our agency is extremely flat in structure. We offer, we're a full service agency, but our core competencies really lie in strategic planning, public relations, branding, media relations, influencer activities. But our organization is very flat, and our basic mantra or philosophy is that anyone who retains us has senior counsel available at all times. One of the principals is involved in every single account and always a phone call away. So that's the building block for the company, and it's really resonated with quite a few companies and clients, and we're very fortunate to have grown in the last couple of years.
What are some of the clients that you have that you may be proud of, like to point out and have some real success stories with?
We have agricultural clients, including Boehringer Ingelheim Vet Medica, their swine division, located in St. Joseph, Missouri. We also work with Machinery Link, which is a equipment leasing company located here in Kansas City as well. We work with a company out of Florida, Morse Enterprises. They have a product called Keyplex, which is used in the foliar citrus fertilizer market. We also work with a company here in town called PBI Gordon. They're a crop protection and company that works with the landscape market as well as the traditional crop protection market. So those are just a sampling of our agricultural clients, but we also have had the opportunity to venture out into other markets, including the water treatment category. We have a client that sells a bacteria that eats grease. We have another client in Ohio that is a college that provides courses and training for real estate. You know, we have a diverse range of clients. We have a lot of agricultural clients, which we have a true passion for, but have also have great opportunities to venture out into additional markets.
What do you hope to see as you look out 5-10 years from now?
Our long-term strategy would be to capitalize in the areas where we have experience and expertise. Agriculture for one, business-to-business communications, water treatment, probably publishing. We've done some work with different publishing groups over the years, as well as association relationship activities. We work with a number of association groups. So I would say that those would be some of our building blocks for the foundation that we've set, and it will probably kind of drive our new business activities in those areas over the next few years.
Can you describe the other folks that work for you?
A couple of things we learn from big agencies are to always maintain an excellent farm team. So we're constantly looking for new graduates or folks that have been out of school for a few years who, you know, have gotten their feet wet. They know what the agency world is all about, understand how to behave around clients, because it's always one of the things we like to do is to grow people, and it seems to be the most productive way to build staff. Now, having said that, we do also have several senior members that are primarily in the public relations area, simply because the three of us can't cover all the bases, and we do need senior counsel, and that's really what we've sold all of our clients. So maintain a good farm team and have the senior counsel to back it up. That's our strategy.
One thing I have to ask, is there a web address?
No, Chuck. We don't have a web address, and that's actually on purpose. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
It's an interesting strategy, and one that this internet-only publication that we'll put this on finds intriguing. What else would you like them to know about your agency?
The thing that we'd most like for people to know is our telephone number. It's 816-474-3166. Again, that's 816-474-3166, and we would certainly be glad to talk to them about any of their marketing, communications, public relations, advertising, media, brand building needs that they may have.
Business development, that's kind of in your realm of expertise, I guess, Kelly. And Elena, you were going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, just invite everyone to stop by and have a cocktail and share a story with us. We'd love for people to stop by.
Thank you very much. The three principals with me from BCS Communications, Illinois, Kelly, and Leanne, thank you very much, and look forward to having a successful open house here. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.